Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this trader is asking, my biggest trading problem is finding the correct support and resistance lines. So how would you recommend they find the correct places to put lines?
Well, it's kind of like trend lines. There are no correct, unless you of course ask, unless you ask Tom DeMarc. All jokes aside. So here's the thing. It kind of depends on what you're using them for, to be honest. But I'll get away from that. I don't want to muddy the waters. Okay, so let's say that you look at the candle charts and you just say, "Bleh, I don't know what to do here. This is crazy. How do I find these zones?" Right. So what I would recommend is you just go to the line chart. Okay. So the line chart is essentially a one period moving average on the close. So it's connecting the dots of the closes. That's all the line chart does. So if you do that, then what that means is your support and resistance zones are going to be based on the close of the candles and not the wicks. Now, some people would argue that with me, and they would say, "Oh, no, Walter, you got to count the wicks because that's how far price actually went." Well, I like the idea of close. You know, I like the idea of at the end of the day, what was it basically settled on? And so for me, I like close. You know, everyone's had a crack at it. Asia took it where they could. London took it where they could. And then finally, New York tried their hand at it, and it just kind of settles down and then gets there. And then, you know, depending on when your candles close on the daily, you know, on the daily chart, either there's the interbank period and then the market closes, or it's like there's the market closes and then there's the interbank period. And it kind of depends on when, you know, if you have a 5 p.m. New York close or a midnight GMT close. But it doesn't really matter. The point is everyone's had a go at it, and it's kind of settled around that interbank period when there's an interbank trading going on, which is the quietest period of the day for most days. And that's kind of where everyone's kind of settled on it. So I'm okay with close. I use closes in my systems, and I understand why people think it's crazy, because, you know, close on a New York Stock Exchange stock is much, there's something more behind it, whereas people are always arguing when the close is in Forex. So I get that. But for me, if you're having trouble drawing these lines, to me, just go to the line chart, drop in your lines, your zones that way. I'll post a video in the show notes if you want to see how I do it. Doesn't make it magic or anything. It's just, you know, and the other thing is go up one time frame too. That'll be in the video too. You'll see where if you're trading daily charts, draw your zones on the weekly. If you're trading 4-hour charts, draw your zones on the daily and so forth. That's another thing, is that sometimes if I have zones on my chart, on my daily chart, for example, and almost every day the market's touching a zone, then I know that my zones are too close, and I know I need to zoom out and, you know, draw them in on the weekly, because I only really want to take a trade when something exceptional happens, which is basically the market hits a support and resistance, horizontal support and resistance zone, and it's either going to bounce off of that and move away from it, or it's going to break through it to the other side. So that's really not going to happen every day. So for me, the two tips would be use the line chart, which connects the closes, and then use a higher time frame. Some people are going to connect the wicks, but I've found that the closes are better. And the reason why, too, it makes sense. Like, if you think about it, if let's say for the sake of argument, the pound is up at a certain resistance level, okay? And it keeps trying to push through this resistance level. It keeps trying to trade higher, and it spikes higher. So you actually get a wick higher than the zone, and then it comes back down and closes below it. And the next day it does the same, and it still can't get up there. Well, to me, the real important level is the one that it can't close above. You know what I mean? It's not that the fact that it, you know, yesterday it spiked 20 pips higher than it did today or whatever. Like, that doesn't really matter. To me, what matters is, you know, where is price going to go? And to me, I see it more easily, more readily, if in fact I can see that it can't quite get through that level. And what I mean by that is it can't close beyond that level. So that's what I do. But it's obviously, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and, you know, everyone's going to decide to do something different. But to me, using the closes, using a higher time frame, using the line chart, those are the things that I would do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I want to thank you because you showed me that and it's helped a lot. And I know it's helped other traders also. So, yeah, it really does help to remove the noise, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's great. It's great. Yeah. It's a cool way to see it. So, yeah. Yeah. It's an easier way. I guess it's kind of like an X-ray. Like, that's why I see it. It's like an X-ray.
Yes.
Kind of, you know, you don't see all the blubber and stuff. It's like, oh, I look, you know, I look like a handsome skeleton or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah. That's what I would. Yeah, so I'm glad that it helped people. That's awesome. And again, if this concept is new to you or whatever, just go down to the show notes and watch the video, and you'll get it right away. So
okay, cool, Walter. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.